Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He's moved around well, thrown the ball really well. And I actually told him, and this is not, I wasn't just trying to build his confidence up, but I told him, I thought today he threw the ball as best as I've ever seen him on a Thursday. And that's the facts. That's 100% truth. And I think our whole team felt that today. He had something else about him today, a pop to him and whatever it may be. Not that he didn't always have that, but it just looked really good today, and it felt good. We didn't have many balls on the ground today.
Listen, we're talking about practice, not a game. We're talking about practice, not a game, not the game that I go out there and die for and play every game like it's my last. Not the game. We're talking about practice, man. I mean, how silly is that, man? We're talking about practice.
Mully and Hall, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Ellen Iverson knows what the Thursday performance means. Want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening.
Boy, it means a lot to us. Thanks to Dustin.
Go White Sox.
And, wow, save that one for forever. And thanks to Kembo.
Tom Mully and Kevin Zipak, just finish second, then they're happy.
And Ray, you are the man. You are the
Mom,
strong.
Mom, I want to vape.
Yeah. And Ray wants to vape. That's not true. And now is the time in the program when we welcome in Dan Bernstein and Connor McKnight.
Gentles. Morning, guys.
Morning, fellas.
How are we?
It was fun yesterday with that news breaking right during the show.
Yes.
Connor looks up. He's like, wait, did the White Sox just signed Yasmani Grandal?
Huh? That's awesome. I did the three-time check, the double check for the blue check mark. I couldn't.
It's great for the Sox. Good for baseball, too, to have free agency start this
Happy
early.
Happy hot stove season to you all. Happy Yule. This is amazing.
Happy man with a plan to everyone. They have a plan. They've got the first you get the framer, then you get the pitcher. We are expecting a signing in the next 25, 30 minutes?
I assume, yeah. I mean,
you know what? You can joke about it all you want. I really think it's an imperative. I don't think it's just, hey, let's see what we can do here. When you sign a 31-year-old catcher, get on with it.
Yes.
You've got to compete right now. This has to be followed by a representative starting pitcher and a corner outfielder right now.
But do you think it has to happen like within days?
But for this season.
You mean the next move?
I think the pitcher needs to happen quickly.
But I'd say those two moves are musts now.
So if you were prioritizing the starting pitchers that are most likely, does it start with Zach Wheeler?
Garrett Cole.
It starts with Garrett Cole.
This isn't going to get Garrett Cole, though, is it?
I don't think so.
Money gets Garrett Cole.
But I find...
I think money gets him. Go ahead. Go. Do this. Let's hold this team to a high standard.
Absolutely should. I think one of the things,
Boris is not signing a guy now. I mean, they're not going to be able to get Garrett Cole.
He's not
money.
It.
Will.
No. What if you could get Zach Wheeler now? If you don't have to wait for Zach or for Garrett Cole later,
do
I think you
right
take.
Now.
We were talking
gimme.
A little bit about this yesterday. The idea that you can just throw
probably
this money out there. There's been two off seasons now where teams haven't thrown representative good money at players early on. We always do this thing in the offseason. Well, Garrett Cole's got to sign first, and then the rest of the market comes down. The hell with
that's
that.
You know,
stop
exactly
doing
right.
it that way. Stop playing by those rules.
Right.
The White Sox have an opportunity now because they've got so much powder stored. They have so much money to use on that payroll. Go identify the pitcher you like the most. Keep the irons hot with Garrett Cole because that's due diligence. That's what you
sure.
So makes his team best.
Right.
But use this opportunity to go to Zach Wheeler.
Get two. Get one right now. Get one as fast as you can so we know that you got something bird in hand and you're moving forward, then shock the world with another move later.
You like a Wheeler Porcello thing
that
where you
want to
get real big and you want to go like Wheeler and Wade Miley kind of.
Julio Tehran, perhaps.
Julio Tehran. Okay,
good name.
I'm trying to think of, you know, I like the idea of Wheeler.
Why are you cringing at Keuchel?
Velocity.
He pitched a lot better in the last, what do you want to call it, 8 weeks, 6 weeks.
I would say probably last couple months, yeah.
Yeah, something like that, than he did in his first couple weeks with the prep. But I like the idea of big money pitcher and then 1 year kind of, not flyer so much, but innings eater kind of dude that sits there and makes sure that you push off some of the injury concerns of Kopech coming back and Vaughn coming back at some point. I like two starters.
John Morosi posed a really interesting scenario with Jonathan Gray being on the trade market and a guy that might be out there for the Sox. And he mentioned the Sox specifically having a possibility of the prospects.
What's Gray got? 2 years till arbitration,
I
want to think?
For a couple more.
I know he was the same draft as Chris Bryant, but I think he came up the year after. So I want to say that's 2 years.
Hey,
yes.
It's such a better idea to have a plan that doesn't include friends and family. Just actually sign, get it done, make the moves. I mean, this is the first move.
This is the John Lester signing.
You're getting everyone's attention, and you're telling pitchers, come here, and you will be famous.
Yeah, I think it is, and I'm glad to see most national headlines. You know, most of the big feet. They're out there. Well, it would be.
That's okay.
You
went to the same English class that the Chase Daniel did.
No, most of the Bigfoot, because it's a singular collective. Anyway,
it's not singular. That would be the newspaper's guy who covers the league is a Bigfoot.
Yes.
You got your beat writer, your columnist, and then the person in charge of the sport is the Bigfoot.
He's asking,
I'm talking about many Bigfoots.
Yes. Do you still use big feet?
They're big feet.
No, a feet is a more than one big foot. Feet are conjoined.
It's the plural of foot.
If you have more than one big foot, you have big feet.
Yes. But the
is it Sasquatch or Sasquatches?
Sasquatch
Sasquatchim. I don't know.
What's
I
your
love
point?
That he's trying to create a new way of saying it. You were refused.
Well, that's because he creates new ways of pronunciation.
To do that.
He bends the rules.
Of course I do. That's what the English language is for. Regardless, I'm glad to see in most of the headlines that people do understand nationally that this is step one.
Yes.
And they are holding the White Sox to what they are able to accomplish. And that is sign bigger players.
They've thrown the switch, though. They've thrown the switch after when you really see. Go back and look at the Chris Sale trade. Go back and look at the Adam Eaton trade. And why are they able to do this now? They're able to do this because Yoan Moncada was a stone bitch last year, man. That guy was a 5-7 WAR player.
Yep.
That guy was on the fringe of AL MVP talk. That quietly. Look at the numbers. That's a 141 WRC plus he put up. They're doing this because Lewis Robert is waiting in the wings.
Yes.
They're doing this because Eloy Jimenez for the last 6 weeks of the season was mashing. They're doing it because Lucas Giolito solved himself. They earned this. They earned this with development. The bat-to-ball skill of their still somewhat erratic fielding shortstop. You know, maybe is that an outlier? I don't know, but so what if it is? They think they know what they have.
How about the hitting champ?
That's what I mean. Yeah.
Tim Anderson.
Yep.
The RBI champ.
If he's 75, Tim Anderson is 75% of what he was last season. That is still a damn good.
You know what?
He's got to pick up the ball, though. But I loved his
response to that was that he had concentrated on hitting, and now he understood he had to concentrate on fielding.
You know what's just nice is that the White Sox are source of conversation in November, and we're so sick of talking about how bad the Bears are. And what you just said about the Sox, you said it like with passion, and there's excitement about the Sox because of what they're doing.
I mean, you know what? I know Rick is sensitive to criticism, and I know that they get a little peevish about White Sox Nation. But you know what?
Just don't tweet.
Here's the thing: I would too, because they deal with some of the most cantankerous fans. Some people who absolutely don't know how to handle success.
That's a shot.
And it's why you know. No, look, I'm part of it too, and it's why you can't have nice things sometimes.
Sure.
But this idea that you'd rather curse the darkness than light a candle, light a damn candle, because Rick Hahn just lit one for you, a big one, a big one. He opened a window, and there's sunlight and fresh air coming
in. And in fairness, Dan, they finally did it. Okay.
Yeah.
So. I mean, you know, we're sitting here and somebody texted in, when is the first time, you know, when did the Cubs sign a contract like the richest contract in team history? When did they first sign a contract like that? It's like 20 years ago, right? So, you know, you have to keep it in a little bit of perspective. But they've
forget
done
the
it.
Don't think about the
no.
Cubs.
How can I not think about the Cubs? The first question we were asking is, what does this mean for Wilson Contreras?
I guess I mentioned the John Lester signing. Yeah. So I'm guilty.
But I'm with you. I mean, this is a great start.
Yes.
But there's more work to be done. Mm-hmm. And it seems like they're on task to do it. And they're going to get it done. And it's going to be a really glorious, fun thing to see when we start seeing this come together.
Sweet ass on that.
Yeah, take a little leap of faith here. This is when you're supposed to do it. This is, and I always say this, savor the times when you feel that your team is getting good. That is the most fun to have as a fan in professional sports. When you think your team is getting good, this is what part of the joy is.
That is. That's a great point.
Because sometimes when you get there, you can have your celebration. But that's even winning a title we know is fleeting in this town. How quickly that curdles and how quickly that moves on to the pain of high expectations. The freedom of this time, of feeling that your team is rolling in the right direction, savor it, enjoy it, appreciate it, revel in it.
How do you reconcile that with some people's reservations about Rick Renteria? Because they're there.
They're absolutely legitimate.
Okay, if they are legitimate, then how do you get excited about something that you're cautious, you know, cautiously optimistic because of that? You know,
by being a better team.
And by also understanding that that's a sport where the manager, even Mike Matheny.
It's just by being a better
team. Two wins. Three wins, tops.
If you're good enough, even if he still wants to bunt and do his things, it's a sport where... Hell, the Cubs overcame their match. If we want to bring the Cubs,
there you go. Bring up the Cubs again.
Ned Yost has a ring.
And Ricky might have helped you get Grandal from all accounts.
Sure,
Their relationship.
Absolutely. I mean, listen. Renteria is well respected by a large group of players. Whether he takes his shots or not on bunting, whether he gives a damn or not on whether people think he cares about bunting, that's fine. Players do like him. I know it for a fact.
I would love it if there were season tickets sold today based on what they just did.
Why not?
I think it would be great.
What it portends. What it tells you they are now doing.
Exactly. What did you say?
What it portends.
Why not?
Seriously.
Why not?
But again, this is...
See, there it is again.
Why be a fan if you can't let yourself get excited about some of the... And I know it's cool to be cynical. Maybe you want to be the guy in the back of the room. I am that guy sometimes. I understand it. And you want to be like, oh, well, how do I work out with Adam Dunn? How's that windy offseason? How'd that work with David Robinson? How'd that work with Alex Rios?
I got a 15-year-old at home that I have turned into a White Sox fan, and he has yet to see a winning season where he was... conscious of the fact that they were winning.
Yeah.
He's going to see it next year. I told him that. I said, this is it. This is the first move. They're going to get pitching. They're going to win next year. You'll see your 500. That's progress, my friend.
Yeah, that's...
That's a good day.
It's a great day. I just think you're cheating yourself as a fan if you can't allow yourself to get excited about things like this. And then what are you in it for? What are you doing it for?
What are you doing today about it?
All right, well, we're going to talk about it a bit. We have to... The Bears are gaslighting us. I don't know what the hell is going on up there, but the Bears are so... They've turned so weird all of a sudden, so we're going to try to...
Did you hear the funniest audio?
Oh, yeah.
The Helfrich is the funniest thing in a while.
But with that and Chase and Nagy and Rich Campbell and everybody asking... Like, the beat came very close to saying... What the hell are you talking about? Right? You know, it was like I'm talking to Terry Shea. It's like a C or a B plus or whatever.
Yeah.
So we're going to figure that out. Also, Hub is going to take calls at 10. Pete Futek is coming at 11. Might have a baseball guest in there. But the Bears are living in a happy world. So we're going to figure it out.
Have a good show, guys.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
That means it's all over.
I'm done.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.